After years of record apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border, the White House is trying a new strategy to discourage migrants from crossing the border illegally. But Texas and other states are challenging it in court. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the case is headed to trial.
It was the first week of January when the White House announced a new way for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to come to the U.S. legally. And Valerie Lavias wasted no time.
I was like, God, you answer prayers. I am so grateful, and I jumped on it.
Lavias was born in Haiti and came to the U.S. when she was 18. She is now a U.S. citizen and a teacher in South Florida. For years, Lavias has been trying to bring her brother and nephew to join her as conditions in Haiti got worse and worse. Then she found out that Texas and other states are suing to block the new program.
I heard about the fact that they're trying to cancel it. My heart sunk to my feet.
Finally, Lavias's brother and nephew were approved. They flew to join her in Florida earlier this month.
All anybody wants who lives in unrest is to have peace, to have some family time, to be able to get the basic needs met instead of living in fear of death, fear of hunger.
Lavias's brother and nephew are among the more than 180,000 migrants from Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who have been admitted to the U.S. under the new program, with permission to live and work here for 2 years. The Biden administration says this is part of a broader strategy to discourage illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border by opening up new legal alternatives. But the president's critics are not convinced.
He's just making this up. It's his own law, his own rules.
That's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton speaking to Fox News in January, shortly before filing a lawsuit to block the new program. The Biden administration says it does have a legal basis for what it's doing, an authority known as parole. In the past, presidents of both parties have used parole to admit non-citizens into the country, sometimes in big numbers. Still, no administration has relied on parole programs quite this much to admit more than 500,000 people into the country, including lots of Ukrainians and Afghans.
This administration has just punched through the envelope.
Mark Krikorian is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank in Washington that advocates for lower levels of immigration.
This administration has used parole as the vehicle to create an entirely separate illegal system of admitting foreigners to the United States.
Krikorian says parole was intended to give authorities some wiggle room, but it is supposed to be handed out on a case-by-case basis.
The idea of using parole to admit numbers that reach the thousands is preposterous.
The Biden administration insists that it is making decisions on a case-by-case basis. It's preparing to make that argument in court later this week, when a federal judge in Texas holds a crucial hearing. And the administration is getting help in the case from some of the people who've sponsored their friends and relatives from abroad. Monica Langerica is a lawyer with the UCLA Center for Immigration Law and Policy. She represents those sponsors.
Not only is this entirely consistent with the law, but it's also no different from what other administrations have done for years.
The family members Langerica is representing include Valerie Lavias and also Herman Cadenas, a professor of psychology at Rutgers University, who sponsored his uncle from Venezuela.
He's just a very decent, good human being. And for me to be able to help him ease the burden that he's been under has been incredibly rewarding. And it's like the least I can do.
And it's the least the country can do, Cadena says, to keep these legal pathways open. Joel Rose, NPR News.